Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is very important, very pertinent, very significant. And that question is regarding the permissibility of praying for disbelievers. You know, a lot of people in this world who are Muslims, they live in non-Muslim countries. Or they might live in countries which are predominantly Muslim, but in which there is a significant portion of the population is non-Muslim. A lot of people are converts to Islam. They have non-Muslim relatives. And, you know, so these people often, you know, they have friends who are Muslims. They have relatives who are Muslims. You know, they love these people, you know, and they want to pray for them just like as they pray for their Muslim relatives or Muslim friends. So sometimes they ask, is it permissible for us to pray for Muslims? Because a lot of times, you know, this question comes up because in certain verses of the Holy Quran, it seems to be that God is almost saying that this is not permissible. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read that God says, the prophet and the people who are believers are not supposed to ask forgiveness for the polytheists, even if they are their closest relatives. Right? This verse seems to say that, no, this is not permissible, you can't do that. Right. So what's the deal? Can we pray for them or not? If we examine the continuation of this verse, we find the answer to this. In continuation, God says, he adds a clause to this prohibition. He says, after it becomes clear to them that they, meaning those polytheists, are the inhabitants of heaven, are the inhabitants of hell. Meaning after they become sure that these people are the inhabitants of hell, it's impermissible for a Muslim to pray for them. The converse of this obviously is that no, if we're not sure about it, we can actually pray for them, we can actually ask forgiveness for them, we can ask God to guide them to the straight path. You know, this is something that's actually reinforced by some other verses of the Holy Quran, this permissibility. For example, we read in the Holy Quran the following regarding the conduct of the Prophet Abraham, alayhi salam, who was the father of monotheism and the father of the Abrahamic faiths. You know, one of his uncle, whose name was Azar, right? He was a polytheist and he was a very staunch polytheist. He was very opposed to Ibrahim, Hazrat Ibrahim, and he spoke very threateningly with him. For example, in the Holy Quran, we read, oh, Abraham, are you inclining away from my God? From my God? If you do not finish what you're doing, I will stone you, and I will exile you from myself. Right? So this is a very staunch polytheist. He's not even a very lenient polytheist, right? But let's look at what Abraham said to him in response to this. Abraham said, "Peace be upon you. I will soon ask forgiveness for you from my Lord." Right? Right, so Hazrat Ibrahim, he prayed for his uncle, Azar, right, even though he was a staunch polytheist. And in continuation, God Almighty clarifies this even more, right, reinforcing what we talked about earlier. God says, after it became clear for Abraham that he, meaning his uncle, Azar, was an enemy of God, He sought refuge from him, in God. I mean, he no longer prayed for him. Right. So this automatically, reinforces what we talked about earlier, that it is permissible to pray for non-Muslims as long as we're not sure that they are the inhabitants of hell and that there's no chance for their guidance any longer. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the possibility and permissibility of praying for non-Muslims according to the verses of the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.